Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps.
All right. We have Ms. Falk on the line. We're ready to go ahead and get this show underway. Y'all heard Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes, singing about New York. Okay, Ms. Falk, take it away.
Yes, thank you so much, Baba Jahi. And I am so excited, folks, to be with you once again, talking about my favorite things, traveling, vacation, and having fun. And I don't know about you, but I could really use a vacation right now. Anybody else out there could really, really use a vacation right now? And, you know, I'm talking about a real vacation. You remember back in the day we took a week off, right? We went someplace beautiful for about 7 or 8 days, and we were
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. Message erased.
Hi, this is Victoria, reminding that life is short. Pass.
Victoria Falk.
Okay, go ahead, keep talking. I'm trying. I had the cell phone number up.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound. Sorry, 1-3-2-3-8-4-3-6-0-3-6 is not a valid passcode. Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
We're just going to call back in. I'm going to hang up, all right? We call back in. I'll wave you back in.
Please enter.
All right, folks, we got those technical difficulties out of the way, and Ms. Falk is ready to share with you her exciting information and exciting news. Like she was saying, are you ready for a vacation? So go ahead, Ms. Falk, pick up where you left off at.
Yes, yes. See, well, if you didn't believe me before, I guess you believe me now that I need a vacation. I need a vacation. Like I was saying, folks, back in the day, we took real vacations. We went to a beautiful destination, and we relaxed, we played, we enjoyed ourselves. We went to resorts where they had a lot of activities, constant entertainment, delicious food, right? Remember those days? What happened? What's this staycation thing? The last couple years, you know, we've been talking about staycation. Like it's something good. No, folks, that is not good. That is your last resort. Staying home, catching up on chores. No, you don't want to do that. And spring is coming, folks. Counting down. It's almost here. One more week, folks. So why not plan your spring getaway, right? Now is the time to do it. Now, spring will be here in a week, but out here in New York where I am, a lot of the young people have off that last week in April, right? So some folks have off maybe that third week, but folks are planning their spring break getaways right now. And in order to get the best value for your money, that's what you want to do, folks. Plan right now. If you have it and you're able to do it, you want to book your spring break right now, because the closer you get to those dates, the more expensive the trip will be. Now, a lot of people think it's the other way around. They have their fingers crossed, waiting for these last-minute getaways. But the thing is, folks, if that's your favorite resort, right, if you're looking forward to traveling there, chances are it's a lot of other people that are looking forward to traveling to the same place. So what happens is, as the resorts get booked up, as the flights get booked up, the prices go higher and higher, folks. So please, Do not wait to the week before or the week of to decide you want to book your vacation, because you'll spend a lot of money unnecessarily. You know, prices can change drastically based on timing. Now, another way to get a great value for your vacation, your spring break getaway, consider the all-inclusive vacation. Yes, folks, all-inclusive, right? Now, some people think that all-inclusive is a more expensive vacation because they try to break it down as, well, am I really going to eat this many times? Am I really going to have these activities? Well, what if I miss this and what if I miss that? But, folks, the reality of it is if you have to start your vacation calculating each time you're going to have dinner and how much money you're going to spend for dinner and how much money you're going to spend for each activity, chances are you really, really need the all-inclusive. What's great about an all-inclusive vacation is that you're paying for your vacation up front. You're paying for your flights. If you're flying to the hotel or resort, you're paying for your sleeping accommodations, your food, your activities, your entertainment, all included, right? The resort or the hotel, they have their all-inclusive package, and they'll let you know up front all that's included. You know the thrill of going to a resort and being able to eat what you want when you want, being able to enjoy all the water sports, all the activities, all the entertainment, and not have to worry about another bill. Not have to worry about if you can afford it. So when you pay for it up front, you can relax and just enjoy yourself. You can have fun because you don't have that extra concern. So definitely, folks, consider going all-inclusive because that is the great value. Now, if you're a parent, right, we have a lot of parents that want to travel for spring break with their children. Your best bet is one of these all-inclusive resorts that has childcare. You know, it's a lot of resorts now. They know that the parents are coming. They want to attract the families for family travel. So they actually have made accommodations for us, for our children. How great is that, folks? You don't have to worry about what to do with the kids. They have a lot of resorts. You know, right now we have Nickelodeon Resorts out in Orlando. We have Coco Keys. We have Great Wolf Lodge out in Virginia, which is awesome family resort, right, where they have something for all different ages. And once you get in there, you can choose to relax or you can have fun in the indoor water park. But there is something for the children to do while the adults are enjoying themselves. Or if you choose to relax, right, that's an option too. So definitely, folks. Now, when you're thinking about going away, getting out of the U.S., the top travel destinations has been the Caribbean, right? So right here, right now, they're saying that more people than ever have been going to the Caribbean. And in the Caribbean, the places of choice have been Jamaica and Barbados. And these two places are drawing tourists like crazy because they're offering so many deals. So many different travel deals. So if you want to get out of the U.S., consider Jamaica. So many beautiful places in Montego Bay. For couples, Negril. Negril has a lot of great couples resorts. So now also, if you're considering Barbados, Barbados is a beautiful trip. You know, it's about 4 hours on the plane. And once you get there, it's just so beautiful. So if you go into the Caribbean, you want to consider those places. Now, if you don't have your passport, unfortunately, you can't go to those places. If you don't have your passport and you want to get away, I suggest Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is always beautiful. Now, we know San Juan, but there are other places to visit besides San Juan. So go on out and enjoy yourself. Now, while the Caribbean is beautiful, there are still some people right now who are a little nervous about the Zika virus. So they're not making that trip right now. So we have more people that are choosing to stay local and have their vacation in the States. Now, according to USA Today, Austin, Texas, tops the list. That surprised me. I don't know if that surprised anybody else, but okay, our tastes are changing. So they say they have more people than ever that are going to Austin, Texas. It's becoming this emerging party town. So if you want to get away, you want to stay in the States, and you enjoy a good party, let's try Texas. And they're talking about it being a great spot to go over to downtown 6th Street for some delicious food, some live music, and some happening parties out there. So definitely give it a try. Now, Mexico. You know, Mexico is always on the list. Cancun has been in the top 10 for as long as I've been traveling. They have so many different resorts and always great prices. And when you say great prices, we're talking about traveling better for less. So Cancun is one of these spots where you can find five-star, four-star resorts at great prices. It's been known as a beautiful place to visit because of the sandy beaches, the beautiful water. For a long time, it's been voted as one of the world's top beach destinations. And when you go to the hotel zone, you will find hotels back to back to back with so many different choices. A lot of college students like to go to Cancun. Even families, you know, they have something for the children. They have the water park. They have the kids club. And if you want to stay at a nice mid-range price, all-inclusive resort, consider staying at the Fiesta Americana Condesa. And like I mentioned, that is all-inclusive. So imagine staying at a beautiful all-inclusive resort, having your live entertainment every night, enjoying the poolside bars. Now, for those of you traveling with children, they also have the kids club and different things that you can do that are low-key. So whether you're a party animal or you actually want to relax a bit, this is a nice resort for you. Now, folks, Las Vegas, that's right. Las Vegas is another one of those destinations that no matter what time of the year that you're thinking about traveling, you have a whole host of visitors making that trip. And the place to go when you're in Las Vegas is on the Strip, right? We hear about the famous Las Vegas Strip, and the Strip expands 3.5 miles long, and basically you have all different types of entertainment, different casinos, resorts. And during spring break, you'll see folks all up and down the Strip having all different types of pool parties. And a great place to stay during spring break is the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So definitely, folks, once again, Las Vegas is always on that list. Now, I was happy to see this place on the list because it's from where my parents are from, out in Louisiana. That's right, folks, city girl with a southern upbringing. And one of the top spots for spring breakers is New Orleans, right? Some folks say New Orleans, but those of us with the little city twang, we say New Orleans. New Orleans is a wonderful place for food, family, and fun, music. Oh, my goodness. If you're into jazz, right, if you're into blues, if you're familiar with Zydeco, which is sort of like a rock, funk, kind of a mixture of several different types of music. You can go down to the French Quarter, and they just have so many great places to eat. And when you go to New Orleans, be prepared to enjoy some delicious seafood. Now, the dish of the day is the seafood gumbo. You're going to have you some okra with some shrimp and some crawfish over some rice with some chicken all thrown in there with some delicious spices. Oh, my goodness, I'm hungry for some now. But definitely New Orleans is an exciting place to visit any time of the year. But right here, right now, during spring break, it's awesome. And when you go, make sure you enjoy one of the river cruises. Beautiful. And the thing about New Orleans is there's something for the family, for someone in each different age range. So definitely, that's a nice place to go. Miami, folks, yes, Miami is always on the list. And when you go to Miami, you have to go to South Beach, Miami. You're thinking about your clubs, your dances, your parties. For Miami, you're going to see so many beautiful beaches, delicious food, a lot of clubs that you can go to. Now, a lot of people think of Miami as the stop-off spot, you know, when you go into the Bahamas or you go into a different part of the Caribbean. A lot of people will stop off in Miami to get on that ship from Miami Port. But, you know, why not make Miami the vacation, right? That doesn't have to be your pit stop. That can be your vacation, and it is an awesome vacation to have. So definitely. And when you're in Miami, you can stay at the Hotel South Beach, you know, or any one of those hotels on the South Beach next to the ocean. You have a beautiful view. So consider Miami. But when we're thinking about spring break, right, Florida, there's so many different spots in Florida. You know, we spoke about Miami, but there's also Panama City Beach, right? There's also Fort Lauderdale. For a long time, Fort Lauderdale has been a popular spot to visit just because, you know, it's beautiful and it's affordable. And when you're thinking about Florida and affordability, we also think about Tampa. Tampa, Florida, you're going to enjoy a beautiful sunny vacation, and you can go to Clearwater Beach while you're there, or you could go swimming, or you can go kayaking, fishing, sailing, jet skiing, parasailing, any one of those things that you enjoy, because the weather in Florida is always so nice. And while you're there, a great choice for families is the Emerald Greens Condo Hotel. Now, what's so great about these hotels is that they have your full kitchen and your massive pool area for your children. So when we talk about having an affordable spring break and traveling with the family, if you're not going to go all-inclusive with all your meals provided, why not consider staying in an apartment-style location? Whether it's a condo hotel, like I just mentioned, or an all-suites hotel. Because when you stay in one of these types of lodgings, you're going to get a kitchen with your refrigerator, your old-style stove, and your microwave. So for those of you who are on vacation but you still don't mind cooking or warming up that food, it can actually save you a lot to have your kitchen or your kitchenette, because you don't have to buy food for the whole family again and again and again. You know, you can enjoy your breakfast or your lunch, put it in the fridge, have some time for the family to enjoy. Enjoy the meal inside your suite. So that's another option, folks, to save you a lot of money, especially if you have small children, you know, or teenagers too, in any age children. You have a family, let's say, of three or four different children, and you're not in an all-inclusive, please, folks, definitely, you want to consider the suite or your condo-style hotel. So that's what we talk about when we say affordable. So we were talking about Mexico earlier. We spoke about Cancun. But let's not forget Cabo San Lucas. It is beautiful. They have a lot of deluxe accommodations. For those of you out there who love golf, there are a lot of beautiful golf courses. You have your high-end shops. Of course, your beautiful beaches. So everything that you would expect in a Cancun vacation. But in Cabo San Lucas, we're looking at the party, but a little more upscale than we would have in Cancun. So it's still that great place for the spring breaker that's looking for parties and fun and wants to enjoy the beach. But like I mentioned, this is for the person who wants to be a little more exclusive. So there are so many choices, folks. You know, and like I said, right here, right now is the time to book. Not only is it more affordable for airfare, but we have special savings right now for the hotels and the resorts. You can save up to $500 off your next vacation if you book right now, because we'll be able to offer you a pre-registration into our Vortex. Now, for those of you who weren't with us when we spoke about it, the Vortex is our new travel booking engine, right, that helps us save money every time we travel. So I need you to give me a call at 347-658-8459, or you can go to www.vipdiscounts.info so you can save $500 off your next vacation. And I'm going to turn it over to Baba Jahi so he can let you know what's going on the rest of the week. It's been a pleasure being here with you today.
All right, Ms. Falk. Thank you for all that wonderful vacation information. I hope you listeners took all of that information in. And join us again Thursday at 3 o'clock for Time to Travel Thursday. Ms. Falk, you have a great, wonderful day. And I will talk to you later on. And thank you for all of the wonderful information you shared with people they can do on spring break. So those out there listening, make sure you call in so you can get that $500 travel savings so you can use it towards spring break. All right, till next time, this has been Baba Jahi and Victoria Falk here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Till next time, everyone take care. God bless.